In a week, the group that wants to overturn Ohio's nuclear power plant bailout law is required to submit nearly 266,000 valid signatures to halt that law and put it before voters next year. But supporters of the bailout are waging an unrelenting fight to stop that. The pro-bailout Ohioans for Energy Security has been urging people not to sign petitions that would put the bailout on the ballot. First with ads and mailers linking the campaign to China, and now targeting the people who've been hired to gather signatures.
Now, they've resorted to bringing in shady out-of-state political operatives like convicted felon Sean Wilmoth.
Ohioans Against Corporate Bailout spokesman Gene Pierce says the other side is using information about their circulators found on required forms. The group has filed a federal lawsuit asking for more time to get signatures.
We're still on course, I believe, to make our deadline, but it's a battle. Every day's a battle.
The pro-bailout forces have also asked the Ohio Supreme Court to rule that the plan is a tax and can't be put to voters. No ruling on that yet. Karen Kessler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.